Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom that you desire, and literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at my website at zakaran.com, and of course my podcast, The Master Keys of Creation. All right, so here we go. Satisfaction, the master key to who and what you truly are, or satisfaction versus success. Mastering the success of satisfaction. Now, this vodcast is one of those very special, totally kick-ass ones because it exposes and enlightens one of the most important issues in life that everyone struggles with every single day, which is success. Bum, 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 bum. Because everyone wants to succeed at something, and everyone has countless desires of success. And those desires are a totally natural thing because we are desire beings, because we are all infinite and unlimited creators. And so we will always desire more and more success at everything. And in this vodcast, I get into the core of success and what success really is and why we want success and why we want to be successful on so many levels and why we are driven towards success. And in this vodcast, I reveal how it's better to be driven towards satisfaction rather than success, because joyful satisfaction is what you want from the success anyway, which cuts out the middleman, but still leads to the physical freedom you desire and the manifestation of all the juicy, delicious, satisfying desires that you want in your life. Satisfaction is more internally feeling oriented, whereas success is more externally oriented, and especially related to other people and how they perceive you, which is something that is very difficult to control. It's relatively impossible to control how other people feel about you, even no matter how wonderful you may act, because you pretty much have zero control over what other people think. No matter how amazing and successful you are. Because some people will love you and admire you for your success, while others will be envious and resentful of your success and even hate you for it, because they're comparing their lack of success to your success. The key factor is how we as humans compare ourselves to each other, which is normal and a natural from a human perspective, but is illogical from a spiritual perspective, because everyone creates their own realities. But from a human perspective, that isn't something that humans are typically aware of. So they compare themselves to other, quote, successful people who have the houses and the cars and the boats and the fame and the freedom and the talent and the creativity, etc., that they appear not to have. And imagine that they will feel better if they can have that success that other people have. We are driven towards success because typical human self-worth is dependent upon our receiving love and admiration from other people. And the logic behind it is, if people admire me and love me and like me, want to be around me, want to make love to me, want to be like me, then I am worthy. We also seek to be recognized and acknowledged and be understood by others, and again experience a feeling of self-worth. The classic example is the scenario where children desire to be recognized and understood by their parents to experience worthiness, to be, you know, experience approval from their parents. But it is often very difficult for some parents to understand and relate to their children because they are a more expanded and open generation that wants completely different things than their parents. But the big caveat here is, it is not really even possible for anyone to understand you, let alone your parents understanding you, because they are not you. They are not walking in your proverbial moccasins. This is why humans are so addicted to finding the perfect lover that will finally understand them and recognize them and respect them, etc. But as we have seen, even the people we let in on deeply more intimate levels still can't quite understand us because, again, they are not us. My lover is not me. And when we, you know, find a like-minded soul that seems to get us, so to speak, well, we want to lock them down and possess them and keep them around forever and ever. Hence the institution of marriage, which is designed to do just that. But then oftentimes what happens is the person who understands you the most will eventually wants to get as far away as they can from you because they're tired of being imprisoned by your desire to possess them, to be understood and feel good because they're around. Or you change and they change and then no one understands anybody. It's a vicious cycle. The one I don't really recommend. A more empowered situation to put yourself into is to surrender to the fact that no one is ever going to understand you. Because one, they can't because they're not you. And two, it's not their job to understand you. It's your job to understand yourself. And you do that by first recognizing that only your own source self could truly understand you. Your own inner self, your own God self. Seek to feel the understanding that who you truly are as source has about you, and seek to understand and feel the unconditional love that your source has for you, rather than trying to futilely get other humans to understand you and, of course, love you unconditionally, which is relatively impossible for most people to do. Seek self-satisfaction, which is joy plus momentum, in an unconditional way, rather than seeking success and appearing successful to others to prove your worthiness. And understand that your worthiness is not in question, never has ever been in question, it does not need proving, and instead just do whatever is necessary to be happy every day, regardless of the external conditions and circumstances of life, and regardless of what other people think about you, and then you will always experience what you want in the first place, which is to be happy and feel good. Because the only reason you want the success and the money and the toys and the security and the freedom and the lovers, etc., is to feel good and to be happy. But you don't need all of those things to feel happy. You can be happy unconditionally, rather than being a conditionally joyful person whose joy is completely reliant upon good conditions being around you and good people doing good things. But it's way too much work trying to control external conditions and external people. And it's completely unnecessary anyway, because you can much easier control your external conditions, so to speak, by controlling your internal conditions. By controlling how you think, either positively or negatively. The drive for success also stems from the belief that we must fight for what we want, because there are supposedly countless forces trying to keep us from achieving our dreams and desires. But the fact of the matter is, no one can keep you from getting what you want but you, because there is no such thing as assertion and victimhood. There's only attraction. So that blows the idea of enemies and unsupportive people completely out of the water. It also blows the doors off of the notion that you need to fight for what you want, when the truth is all you need to do is allow to get what you want. Because your source and the universe of creation is 100% unconditionally supporting you to get everything you want. Your source, who you truly are as the unlimited, immortal, infinite master of creation that you truly are, does not ever drive you towards success or drive you towards anything, because motivation or drive is unnecessary because you have the unlimited power of the entire universe of creation at your fingertips to give you anything that you desire. And control and motivation are not only unnecessary, but actually sabotage your success, because behind drive is often desperation. And desperation is lack-oriented. And when you're focused on a lack of what you want, you attract more lack rather than abundance. So to get what you want a lot more efficiently, you can still be passionate about your desires, but be excited and hopeful and joyfully expectant about your desires and focused on the fun feelings of those desires and feeling good even though those desires aren't physically here yet. Rather than desperately needing the physical manifestation of your desires so that you can have a happy response to those manifestations. Be more driven instead towards achieving happiness and satisfaction every moment of every day unconditionally, rather than being driven towards achieving conditional success so that you can have a happy response to your success. And you'll be happy all the time, not just happy when you've got the money and the toys and the honeys. Then you can be having fun all the time, like children do when they're just playing and being creative with whatever they have around them, before they convince themselves that they need physical conditions and new shiny things to be happy. And they're happy with even the simplest of external conditions because they're still connected to Source. So your goal is to be like a child every day who is still connected to Source, where you allow your Source to guide you to fun things every moment, where you feel that your own Source self understands you and knows what you want and is helping you get it. Because when you are happy and feeling excited and inspired and creative, regardless of external conditions, then you are truly a success and you are truly succeeding. Because the only reason anyone wants, quote, success is to be happy and feel good. So it's extremely helpful and powerful to understand that anytime you are happy and satisfied, which is just happiness plus momentum practiced over and over and over again, well, then you are succeeding. You are a proverbial success because your purpose in life is joy, not success. And prove your worth. Success is to look good for others and look good to your insecurities, to feel worthy because you bought the lie taught to you by society that you're not good enough. Because you were taught to compare yourselves to others and then try to be like them, try to achieve the success levels that they have achieved. You were taught to compare yourself to your parents and compare yourself to successful people and athletic people and thin people and sexy people and smart people and rich people and or working class people or religious people or pious people, etc., depending on your culture, etc. And you were taught to compare yourself to spiritual people and preachers and saints and enlightened masters and saviors and gods. And you've got to understand that success, like enlightenment and alignment, is not something that you achieve one day and you get a diploma and you've got it forever. Because you're not going to be happy every single moment of every single day of your life. But when you are happy, you are the definition of success in those moments. True success. You are succeeding at your mission in life, your divine mission in life that you came to planet Earth to live and breathe and be, which is to be happy and feel good because your natural state of being is joy. Your purpose in life is joy. When the contrast of life and of unwanted things has you by the proverbial balls and you are temporarily out of alignment with your natural state of joy, in those moments you are not succeeding, you are not a success, so to speak, because you're not happy. Hey, but that's fine, no big deal, because the contrast of unwanted things gives you clarity about what you want. to now focus your attention upon what you do want, which makes you happy, and then you're succeeding again. You're enlightened again, so to speak. You're in alignment with joy again. You're fulfilling your divine purpose in life. So, a recommended course of action is to soften your desires for success. I mean, you don't need to deny or repress your desires at all, which is impossible anyway, especially because there is nothing wrong with any of your desires, including the kinky ones. But soften your desperate need to achieve them in order to feel good, which stems from a belief in the lack of those desires or an inability to achieve those desires. And instead, focus on the delicious feelings of being, doing, and having those desires, regardless of their physical existence or not. In other words, enjoy the excitement of opening those presents, even though it's not Christmas yet. Be feeling-oriented rather than conditionally-oriented, and enjoy your delicious desires emotionally as if they are already here now and you are already playing with those toys and you are already spending that money and doing those fun things with that money and you're already doing fun things with that lover and those friends and you are already traveling and going to exotic places and having amazing experiences, etc., etc., etc. Your primary focus is do whatever you need to do to be happy, regardless of external conditions. To think good feeling thoughts and do good feeling things and say good feeling things. Make feeling good your top priority in life, because that is all you really want. Feeling is the only real thing. The trappings of success come and go with the wind, but your feelings are eternal. Your experiences, your memories are eternal. It's not toys that you remember, it's the feelings you had playing with the toys that you remember. Whether that toy is a person or a car or money, it doesn't matter, because the physical things are just for the emotional, joyful experience of them. Or as the saying goes, you can't take it with you. You can't take the money with you. You can't take the success and the toys and the people and the fame with you. And that saying is 100% right, and no one gets better rewards in heaven if you were good or virtuous or pure or successful or enlightened or talented or famous down here on planet Earth. Now, that does not mean that there is anything wrong with the physical goodies that we equate with success, because life just naturally inspires us to have countless desires for countless things. The question is, are you having fun on your journey of turning those delicious desires into things? Because that is what life is really about. Life is not about whoever gets the most success in toys or the most fame or who makes the greatest impact upon others or whoever makes the correct spiritual choices and has the correct spiritual beliefs wins. No! There's no such thing as spiritual comparison. There are no winners and losers. Every situation in life is a win-win because everyone receives spiritual growth from every single experience. There's no such thing as a winner and a loser, or victims and perpetrators, because every single situation is created and attracted by each individual based on how they have been thinking. The big point I'm trying to make here is the unnecessary addiction humanity has to comparing themselves to other people and comparing themselves to gods and saints, etc., which just sabotages their success, because when you compare yourself to others who appear to have what you want and who are being how you want to be, well, and it appears like there is a huge Grand Canyon between you, and it seems to be an impossible task to get from where you are over to where they are, because You don't have their talent or their money or their education or their luck or their looks or their smarts or their level of enlightenment and awareness, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is, your source, who only thinks and perceives in unlimited ways, does not see any separation between where you are and where you want to be. In fact, who you truly are, source, has already created what you want vibrationally in non-physical reality. The money and the freedom and the creativity and the love and the well-being, etc., that you desire has already been created for you. Vibrationally, anyway. Every single desire you have, your source is already being, doing, and having it. Your source is already in bed, sexing up that delicious lover, so to speak. Your source is already insanely rich and is living on that yacht in the Maldives, surrounded by fun friends, doing fun things. Your source has already written those songs and is already playing that music and is already painting those paintings and is already a successful actor and has already created that business, and your source is already doing all those fun things that you wish to do. So every one of your desires already exists and you are already doing them vibrationally. So now it's your job to see yourself doing them physically. And then it is your job to allow them to manifest physically by allowing them to come to you without offering any resistance against them, which could block them from manifesting by thinking lack-oriented thoughts or doubtful-oriented thoughts or unworthy-oriented thoughts or not good enough or not talented enough thoughts, etc. Or I must prove my worthiness thoughts, and instead just joyfully expect your desires to come to you because your own source in the entire universe wants you to be, do, and have absolutely anything and everything that you desire 100% unconditionally. That means without judgment, no conditions attached. Your source never, ever, 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 ever judges your desires as being bad or wrong or sinful or impossible or too difficult or unethical. Never, ever, ever, ever. Your source only and always responds to every one of your desires with your wishes, your command. And you can know when your desires are on their way to you by how you feel. If you feel good, you're in an allowing vibrational state and your desires are on their way to you. You're not blocking them. And you can congratulate yourself for thinking good feeling thoughts and saying good feeling things that are allowing those desires to come to you. But if you feel bad, well, then you are out of alignment with your source and with your desires because you've been thinking bad feeling, lack-oriented, doubtful-oriented thoughts about unwanted things, and you are blocking your desires from coming to you. It's very simple. So just stop doing that and get back on track by thinking good-feeling thoughts about things that you like, love, appreciate, and want. And when you do that regularly, when you start every day in joyful abundance, delighting in your desires and imagining what you want, and you create momentum of joy every day, you build a foundation of joy, and you naturally focus on joyful things every day, and therefore attract more joyful things every day. Then you have built a deep foundation of satisfaction. And nothing can knock you off of your joyful satisfaction. Not war or famine or environmental catastrophe or personal loss, etc. Because you always see the big picture. And you know to pay zero attention to unwanted things and to only focus on wanted things to create and empower those wanted things to create more wanted things into your life. The satisfaction you're looking for, the success you're really looking for, is alignment to who and what you truly are as source. To be in alignment with your natural state of infinite and unlimited joy, well-being, and abundance. To be in alignment with your immortal, divine magnificence and unlimited power of creation. And you will always feel the most satisfied and fulfilled and excited and inspired when you're centered in your natural, unlimited, infinite state as source. And when you feel the satisfaction of your source, that your source has for you, always, unconditionally. Sadness, depression, unhappiness, etc., all stem from a disconnection from source. And overwhelm and stress comes from too much drive towards the physical manifestations of success to feel better, rather than feeling the ecstatic feeling of satisfaction that only comes from being aligned to who and what you truly are as source. When you connect to the unconditional love of source, which is who and what you truly are, which loves regardless of conditions, who loves you completely and unconditionally and knows you to be perfect in every way, who understands you completely and sees you as and knows you to be brilliant and infinitely creative with the complete ability to create absolutely anything you desire. But when you dip back down into the human chasm of not good enough, and you try to overcome that lie by achieving the conditions of what humans call success, and your capacity to control external reality reaches its limit, that's when you feel overwhelmed and stressed out and even depressed, especially as you compare yourself to the successful Joneses, who seem to have what you want. The desperate drive for success to prove your worthiness and to have a happy response to your success is one of the top classic self-sabotage patterns that will trap you every single time and knock you off of your natural state of infinite joy, well-being, and abundance, which is independent of physical conditions. The point is, you don't need physical conditions to be happy. And physical conditions only make you happy because you decide that they do. So to reiterate, the success you are really looking for is the success of satisfaction. The success of feeling happy. It is the success of joy and alignment to your natural state of joy, well-being, and abundance that you're looking for. The success you are really looking for is alignment with who you truly are as the infinite, unlimited source being that you truly are. So the daily alignment practice I recommend is to practice satisfaction when it's easy, so that you build a deep foundation of joyful, abundant satisfaction. Start every day by meditating and affirming your joyful desires and appreciating what's easy to like, love, and appreciate in your life and in the world. Focus every day and all day long solely upon anything and anyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and pay no attention to what is not easy to like, love, and appreciate. Build a deep foundation of satisfaction. Build such a deep foundation of satisfaction that you feel completely successful all the time, because magical things can and do happen every moment, and all of your dreams and desires are on their way to you, and you are enjoying every step of the adventure of creating your desires, whether they are here or not, because you are living in a non-stop allowing miraculous, empowered, joyful, delicious, fun state, and then nothing in the world of form can knock you off of your deep, joyful foundation, especially since you fully understand that your true divine purpose and nature in life, your infinite, immortal, eternal purpose, is joy and fun and happiness and feeling non-stop ecstasy and eternal satisfaction and unlimited fulfillment. Physical conditional. Success is not your purpose in life. Monetary or creative or even spiritual achievement and success is not your purpose in life, because you are not here on earth to achieve anything, to prove anything. You are here to achieve things for the joy and fun of it. No other reason. Satisfaction is the purpose of life, not who has the most toys. Satisfaction, which is joy plus momentum, is the master key to who and what you truly are as source. Because who you truly are as source is 100% completely satisfied eternally and infinitely. And every one of your desires for improvement that you have had from all of your experiences with unwanted things has added to that joyful satisfaction, because your source has created your joyful desires vibrationally, which has expanded who you truly are as source. And that expansion is now available to you as a human master to live and be and enjoy and feel. So your experiences have created more joyful momentum, which has created more satisfaction. Even if you aren't experiencing that satisfaction here right now on earth, nonetheless, it has been created for you by you as source, and that satisfaction is available to you to tap into and to feel and embody and live every day to have an absolutely ecstatically joyful life. Satisfaction is who and what you truly are as source. Satisfaction is your natural state of being as source, and therefore as a divine human master. Dissatisfaction, which is momentum of a lack of joy, is not your natural state of being. So when you are feeling dissatisfied, that just means you have been practicing a lack of joy rather than an abundance of joy. You've been practicing more focusing on unwanted things rather than focusing on wanted things that's going to make you happy. You've been practicing thinking about unwanted things rather than appreciating good things that exist, and even appreciating wanted things that don't exist physically yet, but do exist vibrationally in your vibrational reality created by your source. Or simply, if you're feeling dissatisfied, then stop focusing on things you are not satisfied with that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate. And find things to focus on that are easy to feel satisfied about, that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And remember, just because you want to do something or just because you want something doesn't mean you need to jump up immediately right now and make it happen and start controlling reality. Remember, physical action, and especially desperate controlling action, is extremely impotent in its power to give you what you want, especially in comparison to the infinite power of the universe that is available to you. The infinite leverage of the entire universe to help you create what you want that is available to you. Not to mention the fact that controlling action is a ton of hard work and no fun at all, and ultimately just drains your energy and kills you. So instead of jumping into action as soon as you get an idea or have a desire, first get into alignment with the infinite possibilities and infinite abundance and infinite power of that idea or that desire before you take any action at all. Otherwise, you'll just be taking uninspired, desperate, chicken with the head cut off action that will ultimately sabotage your success and happiness, which is the same thing. Instead, spend time meditating and affirming and appreciating your desires. And then when you receive inspiration to call someone or to do research or to create a website or create the video or write the post or write the song or get out the paintbrush, whatever, then that inspired action will be extremely fun and fruitful. But if it's not fun and not fruitful and just stressful and hard work, then you'll know you're out of alignment with your desires and you're out of alignment with your source and you're out of alignment with your natural state of joy and you're taking desperate action motivated by a desire to avoid lack and pain rather than inspired action to achieve abundance and pleasure and joy. The general rule of mastery of joy and creating what you want is always go towards an abundance what you want and never run away from what you don't want. Either way, you get more of whatever you're focused upon. And in the latter example, you will attract more unwanted things, which of course is not what you want. So, I hope you have enjoyed my podcast, Satisfaction, the Master Key to Who and What You Truly Are, and it helps you to achieve the success that you truly desire, which is joyful satisfaction, happiness, feeling good. And it helps you realize that when you are happy and connected to your source, and you are feeling your unlimited power, and you are inspired by your desires, and you are enjoying every step of your adventure of creating those desires, you are already a success. And you are more successful than the richest, most famous person who is still pursuing success in order to have a happy response to that success, because you're happy most of the time, whereas that successful, success-oriented person is only happy temporarily and only when they're achieving another level of success and another level of success, like an addiction. But deep down, no matter how much wealth and success that they have, they still feel a void of unworthiness or dissatisfaction, which you never feel because you're happy all the time. And if you'd like to take these teachings to a whole nother level of mastery so that you can achieve the level of mastery spoken about in this podcast on satisfaction, then I emphatically recommend my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals audio and video series available at masterkeysofsuccess.com, which is an immensely empowering audio and video series created by the great master of success, the almighty, the magnificent, Zakiron Shihan, bum, 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 which contains a cavalcade of easy-to-follow tips, guidance, and alignment processes to help you build your foundation of satisfaction so that you can experience the immensely joyful, loving, exciting, and abundant life that you came to planet Earth to experience every single day of your life. That's masterkeysofsuccess.com. And if you did enjoy this podcast, please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation, which you'll find on all the podcast channels. And come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering and quantumly supportive goodies to empower you to easily create the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. My name is Zakiron, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and tons of fun and tons of satisfaction on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!